Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In talking about life and the ministry of God's love, St. Teresa of Calcutta, whom most of us know as Mother Teresa, she once said this. She said, "People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true friends. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone will destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world your best anyway." You see, in the final analysis, she said, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. As we live our faith and watch it grow through caring for people around us, we need to love them anyway. Even when the world misunderstands, even when the world lies about it or makes us feel bad, or even calls us crazy for caring, we get to do it anyway. We get to love fully and freely and without fear. And today in the gospel story, Jesus tells us the truth of that call to love anyway, as well as showing us the call to love inclusively. Last week, if you remember, Jesus spoke his mission statement, a statement of bringing freedom and release of sight and kindness. And we have all been encouraged to make that our mission as well, following Jesus into the world. Last week, we also heard in the beginning of the story that Jesus started his ministry in his hometown. It was with the people that he knew, and it was where he was most comfortable. But as that story continues this week, we discover some of the downside of being that close. We see how familiarity can breed contempt, especially if you don't behave in the way that they think that you should be behaving. Jesus was beginning his ministry in Nazareth, where he grew up, where he knew the people, and he knew the needs that they had. Jesus knew their need for the love of God, and he came to proclaim it and to live it. He came to bring liberty and release, to bring recovery and freedom. And many of the people in the synagogue that day were excited. Now some were keen for Jesus to bring fame to their town, to bring healings and miracles and other kinds of excitement so that all sorts of folks would come to see what Jesus was doing. You see, since he was going to become famous, they knew that he could also make them famous, even if he was just the carpenter's son from down the street. So in the synagogue, Jesus began reminding the people that the love of God isn't an exclusive relationship. God loves the world, and not just the town of Nazareth or the region of Galilee. And as Jesus was doing that reminding, some of those people were being scandalized. Did Jesus mean that he wasn't going to stay there? That he wasn't going to treat them as extra special? Did this mean that other people were going to get some of what they thought was theirs by default? You see, the scandal of the gospel, the truth that God's love is for all, made people in Nazareth angry. Angry enough to chase Jesus out of town and try to throw him off a cliff. Jesus came to proclaim God's love and the freedom that it brings. Jesus brought it and proclaimed it and lived it and shared it with them. But when he wasn't going to share it with them only, when he wouldn't meet their unrealistic expectations, they turned on Jesus, and Jesus loved them anyway. As we live our lives as sinners, we turn on Jesus all the time, and Jesus loves us anyway. You see, for us as Christians, as God's children and as followers of Christ, the world wants to tell us how we should be behaving as Christians as well. They want to give us the parameters by which we can share the love of God and the list of those with whom that can be done. And so we are called to sort of walk the fine line of not listening to what the world is trying to tell us while we love the world anyway. We are called to love the world with the love that comes from God, the love that Paul was talking about in Corinthians today. You see, when Paul opens this chapter, he's telling us that our ministry needs to be done in love. It isn't really ministry if there is no love. We can be dazzlingly smart, articulate in many different languages, we can be benevolent and even generous. But if we're doing it to look good, to become famous, to get our name on a building or a stadium or a postage stamp, it's not love. It's not ministry. It doesn't build the kingdom of God, and it doesn't live God's dream, and that's not what following Jesus looks like. The love that Jesus brings, that love is patient and kind. When patience and kindness seem impossible, that love is not arrogant or rude and does not insist on its own way, even if my way is always the best. This love that comes through Christ rejoices in the truth. Now, love can be hard for us to share and say. It can be equally hard to listen to and participate in, but love is always the correct choice. You see, this love that comes from God bears all things. It believes and hopes and endures all things. When people are trying to chase you off a cliff, God's love gives you the strength to love anyway. When you are ridiculed, persecuted, ignored, God's love gives you the strength to love anyway. When you are confused and frustrated and don't know how to care, God's love gives you the strength, the patience, and the peace to love anyway. Today in the gospel, Jesus gives us another glimpse into the reality of ministry, into its joys and its difficulties. Jesus calls us to follow. He calls us to begin close to where we are and what we know, and if it works, rejoice. And if they chase you, run and love anyway. You see, Jesus came to teach us, to live for us, to die for us, and rise again, that the love of God would be ours. And that love of God is our great source of strength and endurance. This love of God is our great motivator. The love of God gives us wisdom so that we might understand when we get to love anyway. It isn't really about how the world will receive this ministry. It's about how we can turn the love of God into care for other people. We know that God loves us. And that's something that we get to live every day when we get to love anyway. Amen.